The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, so you guys just went back and told Basidia what you found up at the tower and everything like that. She is gathering her people, and you guys are getting ready to head out.
Fact.
Okay, I mean...
Okay, like, is there anything... You guys have a little bit of time. Is there anything that you want to do?
Well, okay, I guess I should have clarified a little more that I don't remember things week to week.
Or month to month.
Or hour to hour.
That's, yeah.
So,
how many gummy bears today?
Off any yet.
How many do you have with you?
I left them at home because the last time I ate them during a game session, it was bad.
Yeah, we know.
We were there. Real bad.
We were there.
So, what happened?
Exactly.
Like, you guys remember earlier when I was like, oh yeah, that field of dead people? And everybody shook their head. Like, that was it. That was the extent of the memory.
You guys went up past the Garden of Welcome, I think it was called.
Okay, that was the Dead People Garden.
Yes, that was the Dead People Garden.
Because I feel very welcome there.
Speaking of which, one thing I forgot in the Garden of Welcome, you guys found a couple pieces of equipment on the dead or on the dying drow.
Yes.
There was one more that I forgot. You found a bag.
Oh.
Of holding?
You hadn't actually identified any of it yet. You were too busy.
Yeah, we really haven't had time. We've been
rushing
back trying to warn the people that they need to leave the city.
You found a nice set of studded leather armor, a nice short sword, and a bag.
Yeah. I believe I took the armor.
I mean,
I missed all that. Say it again.
Yeah, I was going to further ask about the short sword just because you labeled it nice, but a lot of times nice just means it's pretty.
Because the fucking lightsaber's not enough for you? Jesus.
Yeah, you're right.
Nice short sword and armor.
I can save my side points for really cool shit, and okay. I have to pop the claws every time.
Well, I wrote down that I have both the short sword and the armor.
Okay.
So, oh, you have them, so we've written them down somewhere. Okay, I'm my bad.
But and a bag, you said.
And a bag.
What kind of bag is it? What's it made out of?
Like leather?
Like a small bag or like a pack?
Man purse size.
Man purse size. Okay.
Yeah.
Satchel.
It's perfect for the emo kid.
Indiana Jones had a satchel, and he wasn't no bitch.
Okay, so you guys went up past the Garden of Welcome.
I will fuck you up, Lucas Patterson. I will shit on 12 years of friendship over Indiana fucking Jones.
God, it's almost been 13.
Has it?
It's depressing.
I pulled 12. I've been married 12 years.
We're old,
I've known
aren't
you longer
we?
Than that, so it's like 15 years that we've been friends.
I would not expect either of you to get the math correct, so can we carry on?
Yep. When have I been bad at math? Come on.
Schroeder, insert the clip. We're doing a montage.
Of what? Go ahead.
Would have been 2006.
Good luck.
Would have been 2006.
It'd be easier to find clips of you being nice, prick.
So you guys went up past the Garden of Welcome and saw a mock wedding.
Yes.
Performed by Myconids, by spore servants. Spore servants that looked a little funkier than other funky looking spore servants.
Extra funky.
Yeah, you saw a giant mushroom tower, and you got a vision of Zuktamoy being dressed as a bride.
Yep.
And then we ran for it.
Yeah.
And told the... who's the lady in charge?
Basidia.
Basidia.
Not a lady.
Not a lady?
Not a lady.
Oh, because they're gender neutral.
Yes, that's what makes Zuktamoy and her followers even more weird, because Zuktamoy is very clearly female, and she... like, the one that you fought up top... Yestabrood or whatever his name was.
Right.
As you were getting ready to fight him, he literally sprouted a mouth and started speaking out loud. It's the first fungus that's spoken to you yet.
Not telepathically, I mean.
Yes. Gotcha. He spoke out loud.
Okay.
So like the mushrooms were looking around at patriarchal society and like, genders look neat.
I mean,
let's do that.
At least that one is, yeah.
Nexus will spend time helping pack whatever they need to pack. Like,
okay. Yeah. Anybody else doing anything?
We kind of erased all our damage from the last time, so
I'll call it a short rest.
Okay.
How much damage did you clear?
I don't know. We then spend last time.
Then spend 2 hit dice.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's probably fair.
Poor planning.
I bet it probably would have cost me more than 2 because I feel like I got really messed up. But maybe I
see.
Didn't.
I'm being fair with 2.
I rule it fair, but I always side on the side of the DM.
Traitor.
Did you take my pencil?
Oh, and tonight we have son of a bitch. We're adding a new member to the party. Does Dawnbringer have anything to say?
So are you a follower of Zuk'tamoy?
No.
Does your race have men?
Yes.
All right. I was just curious. Hey, Schroeder.
I'm
Josh.
An elf. I'm an elf. he's Dawn's a girl's
small
name.
Small hands. I wasn't sure.
It's a carny.
That's cool.
Can the sword see?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Can also speak out loud and speak telepathically to the owner.
It can speak out loud to
so
anybody,
it can speak
though?
To all of us?
Yes, it can speak that's out cool. loud.
Yeah, yeah.
I think other than just protecting from anything, does anything seem to be coming down from the Garden of Welcome?
No, not yet.
I assume that Kira would be standing there trying to make sure nothing comes down.
Okay.
To attack the unprotected flank of all the people fleeing.
Okay.
Can you clarify, because I wrote down Lester Restoration for under the sword.
You so. Even said Lester Restoration.
It's canon. It's part of brothel lore now.
Is Russell in this group too? An old man.
See, Fodge does have his legacy. So his pants and Lester.
I just wanted to verify if that was a thing.
That the sword can cast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it has the ability to.
I'll cast it if we go back and fight all the dead things in that garden.
I mean, I was okay with that, but the other half of the party wants to tuck tail and run.
Do we really need the rest of the party, though? I'm just saying, to you specifically, to the rest of the party, hey guys, you guys are all cool, though. Can you hear me, Grady? Do I need to be louder?
I wasn't seeing it.
Hello? Hello?
I mean, I see him now, but like that was when he turned back.
Let me get real close to it. So, I'll get all up on it.
We should go fight all the Matt stuff. The bottom line?
Matt would be the bottom line, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bottom.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we'll skip forward a little bit. Everything is ready to go.
My legs that fucking long?
Serious? This table's like almost 4 feet wide. It's like twice the height of Lucas. His legs aren't that long.
I had my foot extended. I thought I felt something.
Probably the trunk.
Mm.
No.
No. Okay.
Matt?
My foot's next to it.
Matt?
Enter Kaifink.
Everybody's ready to go. Basidia has about 40 Myconids and probably 20 spore servants. Risharu is the head of the Explorers Guild, or Circle, or whatever, and he is leading you down into the Fungal Wilds to a hidden cavern.
Fungal Wilds sounds so gross.
It's swampy.
It sounds like it would smell really bad.
It's kind of disgusting. Yeah, there is definitely a smell.
Like everything has a viscosity. Every time I touch something, it's like, oh, gross.
He leads you to the tunnel that I've drawn out. It's covered in fungus, and it's going to take time to dig out.
Unless we have a magic stick.
A rock. Stone. Yeah. I have
the rock. Get the f*** out my way, plants.
It will not uproot plants. It will make difficult terrain easier to get through, but this is not just the difficult terrain. This is blocked.
Oh.
This will...
Fire?
This will take work.
Yeah, is it?
What kind of mushrooms?
What you don't have a fire spell.
Huh?
What kind of mushrooms are they?
Nice Zirkwood, mostly.
Nice to meet you, too.
Tall.
I'm Harrison
yes.
Sword.
Harrison Sword.
Yeah. Look.
Shut the f*** up.
It'd be so much easier. We can just go fight that stuff. Why would you want to dig? You don't look like a man who likes to dig.
Woman.
Well, there we go. See, I knew. My guess was right. I was on the money.
Like, I'm a giant phallic symbol. I'm sorry. I just assumed.
Yeah. I spent a millennia in a sorcerer's tomb. I'd know the difference between a man and a woman. I've been in a lot of orifices. I'm just saying, we go fight undead instead of digging holes.
Who got sword fucked? A lot of orifices.
I mean, just saying. If you think about it, lots of people. Yeah. Because he makes an opening every time he goes in.
Yeah. Both ends, baby.
Okay,
man.
I'm just...
It's like... It's either a one hand, it's maybe hand and a half. You know, it depends on how cold it is. There's a lot of hilt here.
You guys have seen those butt plugs that have like an animal tail that hangs off the end?
Yeah.
Be like, put the sword handle in.
Right. You're not a furry, are you? Ellen O. Ellen O. Ellen.
No.
Can I just call you Ellen?
No.
Is that easier?
No.
Please?
No.
Ellen, look, let's just go fight all the undead instead of digging a hole. I don't have to poop. Why do we need a hole?
Yeah.
Do we have to even come anymore? Can we just have these two running around the Underdark? This is great. I want the sword. I never want the sword to leave. Don't lose the sword. We need to get him locking gauntlets.
This sitcom needs a 1980s theme.
Can we just steal the Seinfeld theme?
Sure.
I was how much is fair use? Thing. I think if we get like 9 seconds of it, we can do that. Bow, dum, bow, bow,
bow. And then I just... So are the Myconids clearing the path at all?
They're working on it. So are the spore servants. You guys can help.
Is there a rear guard?
No.
Okay. I would try and organize a rear guard.
Okay.
I have goggles of night now. That means I don't have to stand there with flame either.
That means this place is dimly lit to begin with. So it's with goggles of night, it would be normally lit.
Gotcha. Ooh.
That's one of the things that still we were healthy. Getting wrong, according to that video. Dark vision gives you dim light.
Yeah, dark vision kind of blows in this version.
Yes.
And there's a ranger subvariant that makes you invisible entirely to dark vision. It's nutty. Let's go fight undead. Look, are the mushrooms evil? Are they undead? Mushrooms eat dead things. True. What if you just fight the mushrooms?
But the mushrooms were, trying to summon a large, demon, so I don't think that's a good way to go.
If they're trying to fight or summon, you said summon a demon. They're bad guys.
True.
So we should fight them.
As I pile up, I'll try and take some of the excess that they're cutting up. And is there any sort of rock or rubble or defensive fortification to just kind of keep an eye on what's behind us?
It's basically wood.
Gotcha.
This is the Zirkwood mushrooms.
Okay. So just kind of creating almost as they're, because they're going to have to cut and clear away. As they're clearing away, try and pile some of it up to almost give us a defensive place if someone were to come rushing through this tunnel.
Okay.
I need a wall, and then I need to stand behind a wall with my pointy thing to hit the thing.
Where are you making
around.
The wall?
Supposedly in the border between Mexico and the U.S.
But Mexico's going to pay for it.
Government shutdown, baby.
We're going to make the drought pay for it. That's what we're going to do. Hirish.
No, you're out in the open.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were coming this way.
No, you're going into the tunnel.
Oh, never mind then. I'm not creating.
Circumstance.
That's a very different circumstance. You said tunnel, so I assume we were coming here.
No, you're exiting through the tunnel.
Or not, because the shit's in the way.
Yes, you're trying to exit through the tunnel.
Then I will just stand back there in rear guard. You can put my lady down there.
Air mat.
No, I wasn't looking.
He's got short arms.
Okay.
little T-Rex arms over there. Look, all I'm saying is we give up on the mushroom people, and we go save the world.
Point of order, does the sword talk whether or not it's popped or not?
I talk to you all day, baby.
Damn it.
I don't need to sleep.
Throw out some mics.
Just trying to figure out how to get Josh off the podcast already.
look.
Not just, entirely. Just
How about we just go to the undead garden and you throw me at him? I'll take care of the rest. Please don't throw me away.
The sword can talk whenever the hell it pleases.
I've been alone for a long time. I need somebody, but I also want to go fight the undead, which I think you kind of do too.
I mean, I feel like we'll encounter plenty of that on the road ahead.
What languages do you speak?
I got
Morik. What are you doing?
Common, Elvish,
laughing,
Abyssal, and Infernal.
No, what is Morik doing?
I am a sage researcher, so
hand axe and learned. Some Zirkwood.
All right, put yourself up there.
With you. Nice. And I think I get to speak all of them out loud as well.
Where at?
Because anything you know,
like here,
language.
Yep, those blobs are what are blocking the entryway.
Okay,
LNL, where are you?
Standing in the middle, just. Screaming at a sword,
not listening
Shut
to
the
smartest person
sword?
In the group.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably distracted by the sword, so put me like in here in the middle. And,
you're going to have to put yourself in there.
Well, I can't.
Or somebody.
Either,
nah, it's more combat advantage if he gets to pick when things go.
Lucas is defending the rear.
Yeah.
Kira, little blobs aren't all.
You
on.
See Myconids coming your way that didn't come with you.
Down the tunnel?
No, the tunnel is blocked.
I understand.
No, that's, coming I'm, from towards me.
Okay.
My immediate assessment is we should absolutely fight them. They look so evil.
well, I'll wait for Kira to act.
Do they have weapons, pitchforks?
No.
We're waiting.
You see Philo leading just a handful of other Myconids.
He was the other leader, right?
Yes.
I don't remember any of these names.
Philo was the leader who was, I'm assuming, trying to summon... Xanadu or whatever, though.
Zanzibar, dumbass.
No, there's no summoning.
She was there.
She is there, and that's why you guys took off.
Yes.
So
I thought we just saw a vision.
Yeah,
you saw a vision of what was inside that tower.
Oh, I did not infer that.
Yeah, me either. I thought we were seeing that was something that was supposed to come.
Nope, that's why we turned and ran, because I didn't really feel like at fifth level fighting a god.
Oh, so the demon's here? Look.
You don't know any of this.
I don't ask for much. I'm just a simple sword in the hands of...
You just see him, like, looking for the fucking off button.
Yeah. A lady
trying to mute the fucking thing.
Who's here to save the world. I think it's your destiny to go fight What's-Her-Tits right now.
Is the sword talking out loud or just to...
No, right now it's just to him.
Okay.
But now I'm going to be like, hey, Lucas's character.
Nexus.
Hey, Lucas's
Nexus.
Character.
I'm way over there.
Nick, listen. Listen. Listen.
Please get everybody
listen.
Paper
Nick,
this is the
Nick.
Best idea I ever had.
What if you just took me to go fight the thing?
You don't need a sword.
What?
He's an even bigger pussy, so you're not going
to
get him.
I might be able to talk him
you're
into it.
You're not like talking bow and arrow.
I'll cry out to Basidia.
Listen.
Yep.
Fellas, we might want to, if I could get your attention for a moment. Get the fuck over here.
Wait, tell him we can hear him from here. Ellen, you don't have to bow to him.
Why?
You probably listen to me, though.
Let's go fight the demon thing.
Well, I think they're coming to fight us.
I told you we should have attacked him immediately. We can't wait around, man.
You still gotta get him a pool snooker.
Yeah.
Advance his troops. Like an old-timey war map.
We need the little extendo hands that clip.
Just cover the entire table in velvet.
The T-Rex
and get
clippers.
Slick bottom pieces.
Unstoppable.
Philo comes up and is... I mean, he's still happy to see you guys. I mean, he's exuberant.
Hey, Phil.
He wants to know what's going on, but he in no way shows any form of hostility. That's the word I'm looking for.
I still have my glaive up. We're gonna pass on the wedding if that's all right with you.
You're going to leave?
Nah, we just came down here and are running away for, you know, the exercise. It's good for the lungs, you know, running.
He looks to Basidia. You're going to spread the word of the wedding? Bring joy to the rest of the world?
Yes, precisely. We just got to get this rubble out of the way first.
Very good. Let's help.
Okay, now while his back is turned and they're digging a hole, kill them all. Just right in the back of the head.
And they will move up just and start helping to clear.
Straight in the back. You know you want to do it. I spring my blade out from the hilt. Come on.
You
come
can't
on,
do
man.
That.
Yeah, I can. He told me I could.
Jim said I could.
Oh, he can absolutely activate or deactivate himself.
Look, I saved you a bonus action. I'm a sentient object. I'm pretty sure I can think that without metagaming. He's not going to kill me. I don't even have hit points. I bet that mushroom does, though. Let's go find out how many.
What is the...
So, listen. Listeners at home, please. Josh is staring so intently at Troy throughout all the dialogue.
He's
parts.
Barely making
Troy
eye contact
with
me, though.
Troy is awkwardly looking away at anything else in the room, and Josh please. Is just staring at him like he's on a fucking first date.
Come on, Troy.
First week out of prison.
Come on. Just grasp it firmly. You can hold me left-handed if you want. I like it weird. That's fine.
You don't necessarily know that these guys are hostile. That would not be a...
I think they're hostile.
Well, your intelligence score is lower than mine, I'm sure.
I don't know, man. I'm a talking item. How smart do you have to be a sentient, inanimate object?
I'm going to be keeping an eye on them as they're digging. If we get a chance to talk to Basidia...
Yeah, what's she doing?
I just kind of want to shrug.
Who's Basidia? Should we kill Basidia?
No.
Basidia...
She's definitely on our side.
Okay.
Basidia looks just as confused as you. She honestly didn't think that he would, or that Philo would be this okay with them taking off with half the colony.
Who's the other guy, the semi-fighty guy? I wrote his name down somewhere.
Another one we call
Lubamub.
Lubamub.
I remember that guy. Name now.
I'm going to look for Lubamub.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
is anybody going back to helping digging?
Oh no, not at this point. I'm just assuming. I'm waiting for the turn. What about? Is it Risharu? That's the other guy.
Risharu
was
the explorer.
Yes, Risharu is with us. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of look at Risharu like, what the hell is this?
He is pretty sure that they're insane.
Is Risharu mushroom people?
Yeah, he's
these are
the
all
head of
people.
The
yes.
Explorers Guild.
Is there any kind of, like, can we tell whether or not he's charmed or just
who?
The other leader, his name?
Philo?
Yeah, Fido, whatever.
What do you mean? How are you going to tell if he's charmed?
I don't know.
Because in the video
with
game,
an arcane
always,
check?
They have those little, there's little pings around their head.
There you go.
Arcana.
Well, that's probably accurate.
Does he have an exclamation point? Does he have a quest?
No.
I don't need more. I don't need more stars on my map.
Roll the damn dice.
Just do it. Just do it.
Look, no, pointing out the fact that he is probably obsessed by a crazy
Tell me how
god.
You want to tell whether he's charmed or not, Lucas.
If Arcana is the way to go, that's what I'll do.
Do you want to roll Arcana?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to roll Religion to see if he's fucking possessed by a demon. What is that?
To die.
It's a 300. He's possessed. We should absolutely
kill him. 9 plus 3. 12.
All of my senses right now say he is absolutely possessed.
You're pretty sure that he has been affected in some way.
Yeah. They're mushrooms. They're exuding spores right now. They're literally attacking you.
They're talking to you through spores.
Every time you talk to me, are you talking to me like it's a sword?
I'm talking to you. Well, yeah.
Okay.
We do, you need
we
a
got
voice.
A lot of meta table talk going on at this table.
My
so.
Bad, my bad.
I just got to make sure.
Should the sword have a voice?
Do you want a voice? That's why I always do a voice, so then I know, like everybody knows I'm talking as the
Ellen,
character.
Would it make you more comfortable if I had a voice?
That's
this
your
is
choice.
Just in your head. Ellen, tell me.
You like Bing Crosby, like the singing Ellen, sword on oh Roger God. Rabbit?
Boom, boom, boom.
I can do voices for you, Ellen. Just kill
can you,
Philo.
Can you do like a packy voice?
That's a little racist, Ellen. Come on. Come on now.
We're better than that.
Obscene.
What's a packy?
I was going with Irish, like Boston.
Oh, I thought Peaky? You meant like gas station.
No.
See, that's my bad.
Pikey.
Pikey.
No,
Pikey.
Packy.
You Pikey ever, be you, like Jamaican.
You ever play, which Grand Theft Auto was that?
Three.
It was three, yeah. Pecky.
Sure it's not Peaky? Eh.
Schroeder, Google Peaky that. Blinder? How racist, racist are we being right now?
I mean, yes, if I was referring to Pakistani people, that was extremely racist.
That's what
Is
I
that
was
a racist
with.
Term for Pakistani people?
Oh, yeah.
Pecky? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're very loudly declaring you are not a racist.
Good to know. People heard you.
And that's why I trust you to hold me. Let's go kill something. Like that mushroom dude.
Preferably that's not the same race as you.
Nah, that's fine.
So is... who else is sword race? Is... So, are we aware of anything that's going on with LNL whatsoever?
What do you mean?
Is she just standing there dumbfounded, not doing anything for the last 5 minutes as all this other shit is going on?
I mean, I would say I'm willingly not doing anything, like...
I mean, there's been times when the sword has spouted out out loud.
To Lucas.
Yeah. I guess that's true. You are glowing now, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I can only talk to him telepathically. Rest of you nerds, I gotta talk
about loud. Is the blade ignited?
Yeah, yeah. As soon as mushroom people walked up, I'm ready to go.
You see mushroom people all around you.
Yeah, I would pop it back in.
I can glow brighter.
It's as though the sunlight the blade exudes hurts the mushroom people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're doing straight up sunlight. So you
Yeah. I'm here to fight demons and
Well, not small mushroom people who are harmless and innocent.
Somebody told me they were summoning a demon, Ellen, and that was you.
I did not.
Somebody said it.
It's fucking killing me.
Look, I want to help me help you help those mushroom people lose most of their limbs.
Ellen, what the hell are you doing?
Get ready to fight
mushroom
people.
Waiting for these people to clear the way.
Get ready
what
to
are
fight
you doing?
You're setting them. You're literally hurting some of
I
them.
I said I popped it back.
I won't fight him popping it back. Uncool, Ellen. Uncool.
Please make a lightsaber noise whenever you activate yourself from now on.
Deal. And in combat.
Okay, at this point, you guys see everybody pitching in up there. You see, I mean, Stool and Rumpadump are even up there helping.
Sure. I'm going to let them clear the path, and I'm going to stab them as soon as they turn on us.
Okay. You see one of the bigger chunks come tumbling down, and at that point, you see it's a tentacle, but it's not really like a viney tentacle.
You seem real
come shooting out from the gap, and it grabs Stool and yanks him in.
Back that way?
Yeah, into the tunnel.
Shambling mound you were worried about?
Maybe.
Why don't you put that thing in there behind the...
You painted it.
The blobs.
So Jeff really, really wanted to have the encounter with the Shambling Mound and even bought the Shambling Mound. So I think
I had already bought the Shambling Mound. That's why I wanted to have the encounter.
A legit Shambling Mound figure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Swords don't have hands.
Well, the place does. Come on now.
Josh is used to using Lego arms, figures right? And things from Hero Quest. This is like
I brought
legit.
All my tanks, too.
I yell, Stool! And run forward.
Okay. I excitedly spring to life.
So you are...
Ellen, this is our calling. Come on, baby. Let's do this.
How much of the way is cleared?
There is, like, enough room for a small creature to squeeze through.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Listen to Harrison's sword. Go fight the thing.
I'm not small, so I can't fit through.
That's fine. You're
you
slim.
You can squeeze.
You're fit. Maybe that body don't lie. I know. I know you can
throw you at him.
Everybody
if you
go
want.
Ahead
Let's
and
do.
Roll initiative.
just go in there. You can do this. I believe
can,
in you.
Can the sword assist me in the initiative?
yeah. You get a, go, Ellen.
I don't need help on a nat 20.
Hey, I helped with that. I did it with my mind powers.
Eight.
We're using these cards when we get crits.
Oh, yeah? What are these from?
Nord Games.
Oh, cool.
Sent them to us.
Nice.
Matt, you got an eight?
Two of Annihilation yeah. doesn't need any more fuckery. You guys do enough fuckery as is.
Oh,
but those guys,
19.
Plenty of
those cards are awesome.
Cody?
Eight.
Who's got the higher initiative between Cody and Matt?
I'm Dex. I'm Dex 2.
Very specific
Dex 1.
Yeah. I'm sorry, okay. You're the one who got me.
You're fine.
But seriously, Ellen, I know you got something special now. We should go fight that thing.
We, yeah, when we have a way in.
The way in's right there. And you're like first.
The way is shut.
I felt your initiative. We're basically one person at this point.
So, Troy, you're up first.
Yeah, you are. Go get him.
Can I see the thing?
With your sword light.
At this point, no. You can see a small hole that was opened and a spot where stool was yanked through.
I'm going to insist that Josh get to sit at one of the good microphones from now on. I'll trade spots with him.
Come on. Just running jump through it. You ever seen the Serenity movie? Yeah.
I have.
There you go. I want you to be that where she's fighting the Ravishers.
I'm
going to
hold an action.
That is the
ready in action.
Lamest
ready in action.
Thing. Oh, my God. Episode. I'm trapped in a cave for 2,000 years. And I'm more disappointed in this 6 seconds.
Okay, that
my wife.
Readying an action is also one of the things in that video that we've been getting wrong.
Yes.
It will, you. That takes your action this turn.
Correct.
Anytime before the start of your next turn, you can use your reaction on someone else's turn to get your action.
Correct.
Which means I don't you like can it. Also do like your action two times in a row if you react that way. Wasn't that the way that was worded in that video?
If no. you do it at the very last
turn. You did it at the
yours?
Very end yes. of someone else's turn, right yes. before yours.
Yeah.
Then you can do your action basically twice.
But you do not get your extra attack on a readied action.
Correct. Yeah.
Because it states in the fighter rule that you get the extra attack if you attack on your turn.
Yes.
Hmm.
If you attack on someone else's, you don't get it.
So
and it also really complicated with counterspell and shit like that. So, you have a move and a bonus.
Let's move closer and hit him.
Point of order. You said these other guys all moved up and they were helping.
They're milling around. They're working. They're where they are right now.
Well, I don't trust this.
That's why I said we should kill all the mushroom people. Ellen, you just listen
they
to me,
all
man.
Look alike. You're
wrong.
Not even sure which ones are Philo's.
Yes,
you
I
could
am.
You could pick
I'm
Philo
highly
out.
Intelligent. F*** you. I know exactly who they are. I will use bonus action, spend 2 side points for tough hide.
Okay.
We're hiding now?
No, I just
that
get,
is
I
just the most.
Why do
Matt,
I have plus one there?
Hand me that black token closest to you. Replace it with that. That one is Basidia. Oh, hey, there's another one.
I am Groot.
That is actually what the Mike and Ids look like.
Yeah, I like it. Got a whole shiitake head thing going on.
Yeah. Not moving?
No, sir.
Okay,
but
if you take
so
if you take
away.
Your reaction, you can't move.
Understand.
Okay, Lucas, you're up.
Do you have an arrow handy?
No, I don't have a bow.
Failure.
I don't know what you're going to do in this situation.
That's why I throw magic.
And at this point, with that small hole, it would have total cover.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Spell sniper.
You can't.
Total
spell
cover.
Sniper doesn't get through total. Mm-hmm. It only gets through...
It's like standing behind a wall.
Yeah. Literally what it's doing.
Do you have any buffs?
No. What I'm going to do is ready an action.
Damn it, Jeff.
Now we
bosses.
Have to do that correctly. My ready to action is to attack Philo only if he attacks anyone else.
Oh, yeah. What was the condition for your...
You have to name the condition.
Yeah, if he attacks anybody outside...
The Shambling Mound?
Mound.
Okay. So I'm watching Philo.
Okay.
I'm watching the Shambling Mound.
Okay. You hear movement through the hole.
He's in there
shambling. And that's its turn.
He's eating mushroom people.
Cody, you're up.
Team Not a Pussy is going to move forward.
Ellen, throw me at your friend.
That's a double move.
Okay. Bonus.
Yes. Defensive stance.
Okay. Matt.
Just give me a second, reading something.
Okay, I'm reading this whole time.
I just had an idea, so.
Did it hurt?
Is it to ready your action?
Do it just to piss him off.
I mean, it's fine. Stool will die, but that's fine.
Is Stool our friend, Ellen? Ellen, do we like Stool?
Yeah, kind of.
I just got you to admit liking poop. Let's go fight the Shambling Mound, Ellen. I won't do these things to
Stool's
you.
Stool's a mushroom.
Oh, okay.
Stool was one of the prisoners.
Oh, he was in the cage in the beginning.
Yep.
He was your friend, Ellen.
As an herbalist, would I have an idea of the amount of hit points of a Zirkwood?
Maybe.
Do I think a guiding bolt would take it out?
Probably not.
What's your character?
It's radiant damage. It's not a physical type of damage.
No, I don't have anything that's real physical.
Hey, Matt's character. Strike first. Blitzkrieg, baby. Just wham. I'll be there for you. I mean, as soon as I talk Ellen into it. We're gonna get him. I speak Dwarven to you. Your ancestors would love it.
You speak Dwarven? Click my heels. And, like I said, the first thing I said was I would start running and yell Stool. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Got them stumpy legs.
9.
Natural sprinters.
Good.
Okay.
Are we the guy with wings, Ellen?
No, we're right here.
I guess. Still got an action.
That's Rukus.
Right?
Rukus. Yeah. I still got another 5 feet of movement and an action. Rukus.
Yep.
You're
going to start squeezing through that hole?
I don't know if I want to squeeze through it or try to make it bigger.
Please, I can only get so erect.
I mean, make it bigger would help everybody.
Yeah.
Matt casts Engorge.
Flesh to stone.
Oh, you know what? I do have an idea that might not completely suck in this situation.
Not sucky ideas are usually helpful.
Less fun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all I'm saying is we just hit the mushroom.
Would
guys
you
right there
let me
us.
Hit it with Searing Smite, even though it's not a creature? The Zirkwood.
Yes.
You would let me burn that and use that attack?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to...
Does it specify it has to be like an evil creature or something?
No, it says the next time you hit a creature with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, your weapon flares with white-hot intensity and the attack deals an extra 1d6.
You are spending a spell slot to save a trusted friend. I would let you burn that. Yes.
Okay.
Forge domain.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit domain.
Yeah. I like early levels of Grey, but Forge seems like it's good all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Free plus one AC and magic weapons, especially in like low item campaigns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This hasn't been. I've been giving them all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got my bag full of tricks, too.
Oh, yeah. You're a bag full of fun.
Ellen, is that one a prostitute?
So I'm using Searing Smite and attacking the Zirkwood.
Okay.
Does a 20 hit Zirkwood?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's see here. 8. The f*** does an 8 look? There's one.
Two pyramids on top of each other.
So...
I'm going with a vanity sign.
10 plus 1d6 fire. So two more. So 12, and it's on fire.
You will widen it so that a medium creature could get through it without squeezing.
Okay. I think also, it's on fire, so just keep track of at what point the flames have spread enough.
It's swampy. It's all wet.
It's magic fire.
No, once it catches, it's not
magic fire.
All right, Ellen. This is our go, man. The hole's big enough. Just go slip in it. It's wet. Big enough. It's all hot now. Let's go fight the thing. Come on, save the day.
Cody. Oh, I went backwards. It should have been Cody first, then Matt. I'm sorry.
No, you did.
Cody did
I
go
went.
First.
Oh, we're yeah, back, you moved up.
To,
you
yep,
moved up.
We're back to the top of the order, I believe.
Troy, you're up.
Let's go do it. Fight the thing. Yeah, there it is. Double move. Far. Dash.
Oh, you have points to spend to go faster.
There you go. Come on.
Don't make him
I'm
force
here for you
use your points.
I'm here for you.
I have plenty of points, especially if I have a fucking sun sword.
Broken.
Yeah, baby.
Well, like, Searing Smite's a level 1 spell. I got plenty of fucking spell slots to burn that.
Man, go get them. Famous last words.
Go get them.
I got plenty of spell slots. Fast forward to 3 hours later. Oh my god. All I can do is hit it with my dead arm.
Look, you don't even need to look up what you can do. Arm. Just go in there and
it's
just roll to hit. I'm here for you, man.
At this point, your arm's hacked off. You're using, grabbing your own wrist to beat him with your shoulder.
Make sure I can...
I'm getting even brighter. 5 foot extra radius of my light.
Oh, isn't that drying up the swampiness so the fire can spread?
Quick, get in before the hole's not wet anymore.
You naturally absorb it like a ShamWow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to spend 2 points to get...
You do whatever you gotta do, man. Let's go.
Dental dam.
Enough movement.
Is that as a part of your movement, or is that a bonus action?
Bonus action.
Okay.
So, I will pop in.
Yeah, we will.
I don't know where this actually is, Jeff. I don't
either. Jeff, move it 10 feet back from the blobs.
There you go.
So, yeah. Go fight him. Get him. So, if you step there...
I step here.
So, goddamn right, bright. So, right that now. Was an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 feet of movement?
Yeah. Yep.
Just hit him once.
I will hit it.
I'm so powerful, he's going to die immediately. You got this. I believe in you. You're my hero. Oh, God. I hope you didn't miss.
Nope. I doubt it. Does a... add two? Does a 20 hit?
Yeah. A 20 does hit.
God dang incredible. Of course it does.
Imagine if the Master Sword talks to Link like this all the time.
I forgot. What's a long D8. Sword?
D8 damage. Is radiant, not slashing. You have no idea how excited I am right now. I love you, Ellen. That's can you marry swords?
Oh, do you have anything in your offhand?
No, I was wielding this two-handed.
Okay, yeah, I did read this, and you can actually do that, even though it's finesse.
Yeah, I know. Versatile, baby. Detail.
I know how to read, Jeff, and you would not let me do it.
No, I went and looked up because it doesn't make any sense.
I'm almost positive that's
he's using the versatile thing, so I'm doing a D10 now.
Last character.
Yeah, what's up?
No, is it D10 on versatile?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah it is.
You can ask the sword its own stats.
You ask me anything you want, man. Just keep fighting. I'll tell you whatever you need to hear. Hit him.
Not great. 7 plus 6 is 13.
Okay.
We could have done better.
How much of that is radiant?
Should be all of it.
2 of that is radiant.
I'm just saying. Cause
or is it all radiant?
All of it is radiant. Radiant.
Yeah. It is all radiant?
Just... That was good. Next time, swing harder, though. Just
hey, I'm new at this.
Oh, that's all right. I've been stuck in a hole for 2,000 years. Again. Just trust me. I was forged to save the world. We'll do this. I'm surprised it didn't die in one hit, in all honesty. It's been a minute. Last thing I fought did. Just exploded. I think it was a bug. She was afraid of bugs.
You come screaming through this hole and swing up at the shambling mound. It rears back and...
Yeah, we got it.
I guess Lucas gets to go before he gets to attack, but...
Before who does?
The Shambling Mound. It's your turn.
Can I see it now?
I will not give you enough of a shot. No.
So I can't see it?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, you're also way the f*** over here, so...
Well, yeah.
You can see blinding light coming out of this...
I can move forward.
I can. Can you hear... Boom, boom.
The question is moving forward going to matter whether or not I can see it?
No, you would have to go into the hole.
Right, that's what I figured.
Piling everybody, water's fine. We got this.
What is Philo doing?
Probably trying to clear more of a way.
Okay.
Stool just got pulled in there. I mean, he can't scream to call for help or anything, but...
For all these it's as far as I can move. The D&D miniatures thing.
Lucas designed his. I bought mine. Mine's second party. The Mike and Id and the other one are... I don't know. Are you other two, Jeff? Are those official D&D ones, or are they just old ones?
No, those are... Reaper.
Oh.
I say mine. I know mine's Reaper.
Cool.
They make nice heavy duty ones.
I went on Hero Forge. It's like a 3D printed company. You just kind of make your own. Takes them about a month to get it to you.
That's pretty cool.
Shameless sponsor.
Lucas, you doing anything
else? Than a diploma.
No, if I can't see it, I won't attack it.
Okay. Now it'll be my turn.
We also have candies that have been over there for several weeks, but are. Vodka, rum, and whiskey flavored. If you'd like,
they have them in it.
Oh.
Like when you bite into the candy.
I know you're a candy guy, not a drinking guy, but they are a little different kind of candy.
Nice. I'll think about it.
Troy, the Shambling Mountain brings one arm down on top of you. Does an 18 hit?
No, sir.
Ooh, that's a plus 7.
How about a 21?
Nope, that won't hit either.
I got you, baby. Stick with the
I didn't think it was that high. Are you fucking with me?
Yes, I'm
okay.
You goddamn well know.
No, I don't get hit by multiples of 7.
Boom. It's got a Fibonacci thing going on for this one.
Sixteen damage?
That's nothing. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm pretty sure I can heal. That's plenty. We're fine. Keep fighting. Fight harder, though.
Cody, you're up.
Yep. I can move through here freely, right?
Yes.
See, dude? As soon as you start leading the way, everybody's joining the party now.
Good work. I love you, Ellen.
Yeah, it's 10. Okay. I'm going to take a couple swings at it. 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay. Don't want to do anything fancy. Matt, you want to get closer?
No.
All right.
I am short. I am not reaching.
Okay, so none of those will be helpful then if nobody wants to get any closer. I'm assuming you don't want to move away.
No, sir.
He does not.
Shambling Mound wearing anything?
No.
No.
Loincloth.
Underdark.
Nope. It is completely made up of random bits of plant matter.
That's an 8, Jeff.
8 damage?
Yeah.
Extra attack?
Yeah, I was trying to decide if I want to... Because I think with Polar Master, I can try and swing twice.
Don't you get the back end as well?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Free?
Well, the extra attack is a part of your action.
Yes.
So make your second attack as part of this action. And then you can take your bonus action if you want.
You hold on. I'm just thinking, Jeff. All right? Crit one.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, there's even cards for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good luck, bad luck.
Crit on a creature.
Crit on a success. Player. Crit fail, and crit on a monster.
See, I'm never going to let that happen to you, Ellen. As long as you trust me, man. Just trust me. I'm pretty sure I can do that, too.
Is there
too.
Any disadvantages with light against shambling mounds?
No, never.
I meant, like, to hit. Like.
Yeah, he's hurting right now. We're drying him up. It's a battle of attrition. He'd
make a
anyway.
Dex check, Cody.
Sweet. That probably is going to go well. Well, it did go well until it fell off the book. 6.
Make a DC 18 Dex saving throw.
Jesus.
On a failed save, take the weapon's normal damage, and the target of this attack may make an attack of opportunity against you.
I think that's what your first Dex check was.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, yeah, the first roll.
Was it a check or saving throw? Because I
it
did
was
get a
save.
Okay. Doesn't matter then.
Okay.
So deal me damage. I thought I was rolling twice for some reason.
What is your glaive's base damage?
D10.
Plus?
3.
7 damage.
All right.
I played Glaive on Scrabble the other day. I just want to thank you for adding that to my lexicon.
You're welcome. Was it worth a lot of points?
I got like 32. I hit a triple word on it.
Nice.
19 to hit.
Just so you know, since you've been monitoring
you
like, my numbers and stuff, I get 5 temporary hit points every time. Like every basically every top of my round.
So I believe you. I can't really read them from here. I'm just looking.
Not erasing it.
15 damage.
I trust you.
I just figured into the damage every time.
I like it. Although I don't want to alarm you, Alan, but I'm pretty sure his glaive is an evil sentient weapon. It just attacked him.
I think it's just more his ineptitude.
Well, you've been around. You've been around her longer. I'll trust you on that one.
Well, as I said before, she doesn't hit.
Matt, me. You're up. Oh, Cody, did you want your bonus action?
It definitely does not clean off.
No, I'll take the tunnel fighter.
Okay, Matt, you're up.
I will. I will cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
I need a thing to use for it.
You have like 75,000 dice.
Oh, I mean, but I'll confuse it with a dice that I should use.
Here you go. I got your back. Hold on a second.
Sure. You like a sword?
Oh, I got something better.
Josh has been collecting all kinds of garbage.
I got a spear. I got a rifleman. Hey, this is your Abrams.
My Spiritual Abrams.
It's my favorite kind of Abrams.
Will appear. See, 60 feet, so we're...
See, what's
here.
Ironic is that he doesn't listen to any shows that he's not in, so he has no idea of your antics.
If there's ever a bad guy spiritual weapon, I got the German tank, too. You let me know if you need this.
I'll
man.
Remember that.
He's right there.
Wow.
He's ready.
His shambling mound is about to get spells.
I would goddamn kill for turtles with shotguns, Josh.
Right?
If I could find some fucking turtles with shotguns...
I don't know why Isaac got there.
Everything so we fought with that DM. What are we fighting? Two turtles with shotguns.
No, not the turtles again.
Could be goblins, could be damn vampires or liches. Who knew?
Now there's a turtle race. Yeah. Right? It's more appropriate than ever. It was never appropriate.
Yeah, there's the artificer, so you can literally have turtles.
Does a...
With that wind-up magic missile wand.
12 hit the shambling mound?
It does not.
Okay. So the spiritual weapon is just hanging out.
Okay.
Okay.
And, action to remove?
I will scoot forward and take dodge.
Okay.
So I'm excuse me.
You guys doing all kinds of complicated actions during your turns? You guys played D&D wrong.
Troy.
You're supposed to not even know half the rules.
Again?
All right. Just lay into him.
In.
Just hit
what?
Him.
I'm after him.
He moved.
I moved on my turn earlier.
Oh, okay.
Put the burny part of me inside of the not burn part of him.
It's another 20?
Yeah, it is.
That'll hit.
Mm. The birdie part of me sounds like you have gonorrhea.
For
like 300 damage.
18.
Yeah.
Radiant damage.
Yeah, suck it. Can you hit him again?
Okay.
Hit him again.
I can't.
Use that thing you got. What's that thing?
Just,
yeah.
That just adds.
Yeah, it makes me do more damage. No. We should pop that now.
It doesn't this do thing, more damage.
This thing might eat you, although that gives us a tactical advantage because then you're inside of it.
Lucas. Like,
huh?
Good thinker.
Your air conditioner on?
Yes, my air conditioner is running when it's 32 degrees outside.
I don't know. I didn't feel any heat. I just felt. It says warmed up yet.
Sorry. Okay. I can only get as far as the actual barrier itself. Is it clear yet? Are they still clearing it?
Nobody has cleared
there,
it.
There is a path through. There, Matt made enough room for a medium creature to get through.
So if I move up to... I can only get to the barrier.
So you're basically going to be standing behind Kira in like a 5-foot gap.
I can see the thing from there, though, at least.
You can see it from there, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, shoot it. Now your sword does this. What's up? You got a flatulent sword. I don't even have a digestive tract. This doesn't make any sense.
You know,
can I follow you?
You get a wisdom saving throw?
Just take notes.
A wisdom saving throw? Fine. Sure.
Ian suggested putting a mic under the table to get the rattle of the dice.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out all we would actually pick 18. Up is Matt's farts.
That's a save. 18?
Yep. I rolled a 17.
Gross. Save. I don't think anything happens on him.
I just wonder what that looks like in D&D.
What are you casting?
Spellcaster comes running in and it's like, yeah! And they're just like...
I doubt it. That's a cantrip, isn't it?
I imagine the Harry Potter tendrils of electricity, but they just go...
Anything else?
They hit the ground.
Bonus action? Anything?
Just kind of...
No. That'll do for now.
Okay.
That'll do.
All right, now when this thing eats you, I have a plan on how we get out.
That's good when we need it.
We're absolutely going.
Troy, jump straight down its throat.
What, Cody?
I'm going to hit it with Sentinel once you attack, but go ahead.
Okay. Troy, you've been dealing the most damage to it. It's going to rear back and hit you.
Sorry, we can take it. Trust me.
Damn. 15 and a 16 on the dice. I
think he adds a plus 7.
That is a plus 7, so 22.
Are you sniping? Okay.
Well, if a 21 hit...
Yeah. Okay.
F***ing dick.
22 and a 23.
All right. So I believe in you. You can take it. Block it with your head and
13
groin.
Damage on the first.
Oh, that was just one roll.
And 14 damage on the second. You are engulfed.
You're fine. This is okay.
Engulfed? Inside? Like
inside.
The Zone Eaters on Final Fantasy III?
This is part
yes,
of the plan.
Both arms wrap around you and pull you inside the mass of vegetable.
I'm going to take my...
Yes, you get your...
And
that takes
bad.
Your reaction.
From the outside.
It does 18.
That should work.
Yeah,
18 will hit.
4 damage. Can I?
All sound and fury signifying not a lot of damage.
Really not.
Dice to that?
I can, but I don't know what I would do because I can't push it.
Oh, I thought they did extra damage.
They do, but they also do other things. So.
Well, damage is damage.
I know that. Just they're mostly wasted then.
Extra damage never wasted. Take it from Harrison Sword.
I like Harrison Sword. Harrison Sword needs to be up there He's with Russell and Lester, Lester Restoration.
Restoration.
What was that damage again? Sorry.
29 total.
29. That's
or awesome. 27. It might have been 27. Medium. I'm a sword. I don't
know. Yeah, it was 13 and 14. So that's 22.
I'll tack on an extra D8, Jeff. Which apparently is another one.
One damage?
Yep, because apparently I'm going to roll like ones.
We got to teach your friends how to fight as soon as we're done with killing this thing.
From the inside.
Jeff, as a reaction, acid spray you.
I doubt it. Because it's dealing bludgeoning.
You don't think a 27 hit point loss is going to cause a little blood?
No.
Nope.
It's piercing or slashing damage.
It clubbed him.
Never mind.
Doesn't it have thorns?
Not specifically, no. Cody, go.
Oh, my turn again?
That's your actual turn.
I thought Lucas went. Did you already go? No, you already swung and missed. That's right. I am so confused at what the order is. I'll try and poke it again.
The order is you go.
Yeah, fair enough. 25 is going to hit.
25 will.
That's 9 damage. That's a nat 20.
Nice. You got it? Yes.
All right. Nord Games, help me out here.
Sometimes damage.
It's the top one, right? It's low slash. It's maximum damage, and then roll the damage dice again. So max damage would be 13.
Okay.
And another 3, so that's 16 on the second hit.
Does that specify maximum damage on only one of your two crit die? Because don't you get double weapon damage?
No, it goes by what the card says. It changes it to max damage plus another roll.
Oh, so it actually modifies the rules,
yeah.
too.
Yes. Yeah, they
so
do
what are the other
rules?
Little things for?
It's different all the different of types of damage. So, like,
slashing, piercing, bludgeoning, and magic.
Yeah.
The triple damage.
Yeah, there's some nasty ones on there.
The magic ones have been pretty
yeah, there's beefy. One where, like, it does 4 times damage, and then it pushes it back so many feet, and then however many feet it pushes it back, it does extra damage.
There's also a magic crit fail that yeah. does the exact same thing to you.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to Troy once. He ran up with his claws, and...
Jeff, I'm going to action surge and hit it again.
Okay.
18 hit.
18 will hit.
That's another 12 damage.
Your action surge should be another full attack, so you should get your second attack.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You're taking an attack action on your turn.
That's a 2.
Which is a what total?
8.
Okay.
You don't know. Matt, you're up.
Well, 12 didn't hit, so...
Unless you're 10. Taking a bonus.
No, sorry. I will take Tunnel Fighter again.
Okay. Matt.
I'm going to cast Searing Smite one more time. Nat 20. Hitting it with Searing Smite.
Right there in front of you. Take
you
the card.
That as,
oh, sorry. I was just,
you count that, is that slashing one. Or is that magic?
Since that would be
bludgeoning.
Warhammer.
Right?
That's bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning.
Well.
Bludgeoning plus fire. And you read, well, you, yes, count that as magic.
Okay. Bludgeoning is the one with the hammer.
I think.
Up.
No, because it's a part of a weapon attack.
Yeah, so it would be
it's
the bludgeoning.
Just it's just adding extra damage.
Yeah.
Okay, soften them up. Triple damage, and the target must take a DC 14 con save. On a failed save, the target has disadvantage on saving throws for 1d4 plus 1 rounds. So make your con save.
14?
Yeah.
No, I got 14.
Okay, so that's a fail?
No.
No.
What was the DC?
14.
Succeed.
Whatever.
So it meets.
But you do triple damage, right?
Triple damage.
Kaboom! Does that also
so
triple
all...
the magic?
Yes.
Oh.
So it gets the D6?
The extra D6 3 times.
Damn.
You're still only adding the plus modifier 1 time, yes?
Yes.
Right. Let's say, because otherwise it makes 9 damage.
Let's see, so it's 8 plus 3, 11. Plus 6 is 17. Plus another 7 is 24. 27. 28. It's 31. And it's on fire.
Oh, how much of that was fire?
It's 3, 1, 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
six?
Six fire damage.
And what was the total?
31.
31.
Total.
Not bad. It
oh.
is starting to look worse for wear.
Good. Spiritual weapon. We'll now hit
nope.
it in the back.
You spent your bonus action to cast Searing Smite.
Attacking, moving it is a bonus action.
I think you need to check your spell.
Yeah, don't forget, Jeff did have a spiritual weapon for a long time.
Create a floating bubble. When you cast a spell, you can... Okay.
Yeah, Kieran made a mess.
So, dude,
we've just started to understand
okay,
the
fine.
First person.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Kieran,
I'll wait till next round.
Troy,
cut it from the inside.
So I'm inside this thing.
You are.
Did I? Does this have the fun and golf stuff with me stabbing him in there a couple dozen times, or no?
Huh?
Guess not. Never mind.
Don't encourage it.
Let me check.
What the fuck are you doing?
I just want to know if I stabbed you like 14 times.
Sorry, we got this.
Or you could have just shut the fuck up and, we could have moved on with our day.
Although, look.
I was trying to get you out, man. It's like a rug.
No, it doesn't.
So can I take regular actions?
That depends on the action.
The sword can attack on its own.
Okay.
Sit to you.
What are you wanting to do?
It works that way.
I mean, if it's in tight quarters, all it has to do is, like, deactivate and then reactivate, and it will stab the hole.
So what you're saying is Harrison's sword is just going.
Exactly. Yeah.
You are grappled.
That's basically my life.
You are blinded. You are restrained and unable to breathe. So what's your con?
We can rectify that.
All this stuff just means it's a fair fight now. You should hit it.
Well, I guess maybe not.
You can grow gills.
Yeah.
You can't, you still have to breathe.
I thought that was underwater.
My constitution?
Yep.
My, like, save or modifier? Your
modifier.
Is a 3.
Okay. What is your actual score? Because I can't remember 16. How that works. It's a 16. Let me Let me look that up, because I don't remember suffocation.
No breathing.
Yep.
That way Cody can...
Does the Shambling Mound have a digestive system? Is there, like, enzymes and juices? Does it have a tummy?
Oh, yeah,
it does just assimilate
everything. Not necessarily
everything,
a tummy, but...
But does it have fluids?
It will eat it. It will eat him.
Like, it has, like, things that will melt him over time.
Take acid damage?
I cast Weed Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say I cast Weed Be Gone? Excellent. Excellent
job.
Work?
Yeah. It takes 24 hours to soak in.
Yeah, I want to drop and draw my garden weasel.
Throw a handful of preen at the thing. Just... Look, I got a perfect plan for getting out. Just hit it with me. Swing me around. It's fine. I'm like an immersion blender now. All part of the plan, man. Just trust me. Just hit him. Hit him. Use the thing.
Okay.
If I wanted to stow the weapon, can I do that?
Nah, hit him.
Maybe. I would give you a dex check. It'd be a disadvantage. You're kind of being crushed to death.
No, I get that.
Look, you just hold me to your chest and just wiggle me around. We're inside it.
Matt, you've been using your tank.
I didn't that time because I used a bonus action to use Searing Spine.
I will attempt to...
Just getting...
Yeah.
Libations, so...
Okay.
I did 31.
Dex check.
Probably. You did 28 damage, but yeah.
Because
it doesn't like... It doesn't care about fire.
It's like 300.
He says it's start.
Seven.
That's a fail. High or low?
High.
Roll.
Let the sword do it.
The five.
You drop the sword.
Okay.
I trusted you.
Do I still get an action?
I need to read.
I don't know. That would actually be a pretty difficult action in the state you're in. So that would probably take your action.
Don't look at me.
Then I wouldn't have fucking done it if it was going to take an action. Like, that was my question. It's not usually an action.
No, you asked if you could do it.
And you're changing the rule to say, now I can't take an action when it's usually just...
Recons everything.
Yeah.
Should the sword now get an action since it's free?
Like an angry girlfriend, I'm just turning off.
I just like the idea that you're falling deeper into the Shambling Mound going, I trusted you.
I shout that I'm just going to do it myself. So anytime you think it's appropriate, I'm just going to turn on and off and see if I can kill this thing to show up.
That's what I was saying. Like, he doesn't have an initiative, but he needs one now. Should he just use Troy's? And I'm sure his dex is significantly lower, so he should go second. Hang on.
I will do it myself.
Like, if you turn your sunlight intensity up, like, it's made of woven vines and things, so I'm sure there's some cracks that light is escaping from.
Like a real angry disco ball.
Yeah.
They're just killing everything. This doesn't make any sense, but it seems like it's appropriate for the 60s.
Some of the mushrooms are grabbing glow sticks and...
In a dark room surrounded by mushrooms with an angry disco ball, and one dude's getting eaten. This is just the 60s. This is an Austin Powers movie in the making. That's what it is.
I'm trying to remember what the hell documentary I watched. I was watching some documentary about, like, some of the big clubs in, like, the late 60s and early 70s.
Oh, like...
Like, the swingers clubs and, like, some of the other...
What's the real famous one? Club 60? It's like a number or something.
54. Studio 54.
Yeah. That's got some wild history to it.
But I remember someone saying, and I don't know if it's true or not, but this is apparently a place where they were having a lot of, like, I don't want to necessarily say orgies, but there was a lot of...
Sorry, go ahead.
Just a lot of...
You said orgies, and he goes, yeah!
You have my attention.
But apparently they were saying that, like, if you got too close to the furniture, there was so much... you could literally hear the crabs moving around, like, in the shag of the furniture and stuff. Dang. I don't know what... I remember I was watching something about
the
70s.
Fuck up.
But they were like... It was like... I was like... Ooh. Like, that's a fun look on the late 60s and early 70s. Way to go, Grandma.
Yeah, it says normally drawing a weapon or whatever is a part of an attack, but it can be a part of use an action, which eats your action.
I didn't understand those words. Use an action's action.
Use an action, or use an object, is an action.
Action, Jackson, use an action for object actions.
You are restrained, you are grappled, you are bound up. That eats your action.
I'll save you, but you owe me.
Cool.
I got you, Elm.
Wouldn't have done it if I would have notified that beforehand, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Lucas.
I'll throw shit at it.
What are you going to throw?
Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Sword pommels.
I like the way that one thinks.
16 plus 8 probably hits.
Yes, it does.
How much is that, Lucas? You just Get, do the math for him. He'll never learn. Have you been doing your flashcards?
10 points of damage.
Okay.
Second one.
Hang on, I gotta put it on the calendar.
But like the funny ones that also have like five apples on it.
18 on the die, so that's a hit. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 more damage.
Something dry.
And I will throw a d6 to Kira, gets 3 more points of health back.
Okay.
3 more points. Did you hear me before and I didn't know it?
3 points.
Okay.
Well, I've obviously used more than one of these at some point because I still have slashed marks on here. I assume they went to you before.
It's entirely possible.
Troy, you need to make a con save.
18.
Uno ocho.
Okay. You'll take half. That's 4 damage from being crushed.
Cool.
And it's going to... Who's there? It'll go after Kira. 2 slams.
Now this is a party.
What?
I'm giving you the finger. Just getting it cocked and ready to go.
Okay. 12's not going to hit, though, right?
Correct.
Okay, but the 19 I rolled will.
Probably.
19 plus 7?
26? Lucas, how much is that?
If you don't do the math, he'll never learn.
I said 26, Lucas. For 14 damage.
Kira's looking a little rough. It's okay. I think we're close.
Yeah, you are.
Is it bloodied?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
I know. It's close.
Cody, you're up.
119?
No, just stabify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it. We'll see. You've seen how my rolls go. Well,
I know it's on you right now.
Cast hit it with a glaive.
Let me see how well I can...
I tried casting Weed Be Gone. It didn't work. Takes too long.
25 is going to hit.
Yes.
Let's do this. 4 damage for minimum damage again. I'll add another D8 on top of that. So that's another 6. So that'd be a total of 10 so far. Swing at it again with the extra attack, lopping off the vines and shit. 16 hit?
Yes.
For 12 more damage.
And the mass of vegetation slumps to the ground and starts falling apart.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.